So look, if you want to grow your wealth, your income, and increase the amount of time off, then these are the shortcuts that can help. Welcome to the Wealth Creation Podcast.
And welcome, everybody, and we're live. It's Friday. It's the Mindset and Hustle Show. My name's Dan Latta. Hope you're well today. Had a wonderful morning this morning. Friday mornings, I'd normally play basketball, but it's all shut at the moment. So we went for a walk on the beach. Me and my mate Richard, we actually went for a run on the beach, which I just hate running. So boring. Anyway, look, in today's session, I want to talk to you about something that's really, really important. And it's kind of one of those things that people miss, like this belief that you have to get everything in your life correct. And I can absolutely 100% tell you, you really don't need to. Okay. So if you're messing up right now, awesome. Well done. Let's mess up a little bit more. So let me give you an example. For example, if you are in a relationship right now, like how successful do you think you are at relationships? Well, I can tell you already that you're pretty terrible. And the reason is that every other relationship that you have ever had, a romantic relationship, has ended. So like, what does that tell you? Does that mean this one's going to end? I mean, it might do. Depends how good or bad you are, right? But generally not. And this is the key, is that you don't have to get it right all the time. You just have to get it right once or twice or three times, depending what the thing is that you're actually going for. And so I was just watching Steph Curry. He plays for the Golden State Warriors, one of the greatest shooters in basketball we have ever seen. And he hit, let me make a note, I wrote it down. He hit, so out of 23 shots in the game, he hit only 5 shots. Okay. But the last 2 shots that he hit were 3-point shots in the last minute of the game. And that went and enabled the Golden State Warriors to win the game. So out of 23 shots, he only hit 5. And 2 of those were the shots that won the game. So all the other shots didn't really matter. I mean, of course, if it had hit 100%, maybe they hadn't have been in that position to begin with. But this is the point. You don't have to hit every single shot. We've had so many failures, and we are likely to continue to fail. That's one of the parts of being human. We are not perfect beings, and we all want to be perfect, don't we? I get it. I understand why we want to be perfect, but we're not perfect beings. We're never going to be perfect beings. Stop trying to be perfect. Just go ahead. Do the thing that you're hoping for. Are you going to get it wrong? Hell yeah. Are you going to make mistakes? Yes. Are you going to look an idiot from time to time? Hell yes. Let's hope so. Because these are the things that build your resilience, your consistency, it builds your drive. I had a run-in with a guy yesterday who was just being an absolute arse. And I posted on Facebook, if you've seen my Facebook profile, you'll see this. I used a few choice words about this gentleman. I love the C word, by the way. It really offends people. And if you can't offend people now and again, what the hell is the point on living? I like that stuff because it kind of got a little bit of fire in my belly to go out and, you know, just write down some of my successes. Now, as well as some of those successes, you know, a multi-million pound property portfolio, 625,000 YouTube views, 25,000 worth of hours, a number one rated iTunes podcast show, which is what you're listening to, by the way. When the podcast came out, it was under new and noteworthy on iTunes, which is kind of a big deal. You know, we've done amazingly well. Last year, we bought a business that's turning over multi-millions of pounds. This week, I mean, it should complete today, but it might complete next week. We're buying another business that also does multi-million pounds. Like, we're doing some amazing things right now, okay? But do you think that while we're doing amazing things, we've done some really stupid things? Like, yes, absolutely. You know, it's like you're looking for your phone and you're texting someone, I can't find my phone. And then you realize it's in your hand, you're texting someone. Like, literally, we do shit like that. Where you walk out of a room and you're like, why did I come in the kitchen? I can't remember it. And then you come back and an hour later, it's like, oh, I'm starving. Oh, that was what I went in the kitchen for. Like, you are going to make these mistakes. It is part and parcel of you moving forward and striving into your success. This is the journey. The journey is not plain sailing. It's not this thing where you go, well, I'm going to do this. And you wake up the next day and it's all done and the birds are singing and the skies are blue and it's sunny. I mean, all right, that happens in Spain. But generally, do you know what I mean? Like, you start out on a journey of discovery for yourself, or for your business, for your relationships, for your weight loss. And along that journey, you discover new insights about you, your psyche, your abilities, your inabilities too. Like, there's some stuff that I'm really good at. Like, and sometimes I struggle to put my finger on it, okay? And then I'm in a meeting, and then I open my mouth and I go, that's it. That's what you're good at. That bit right there that kind of pulls all these disparate things together and pulls them into one. That's actually what I'm pretty good at. It's really hard to kind of quantify. But you kind of get a good feeling for that the more you go along. And, you know, like, let's talk about weight loss for a second, because I'm really struggling. I was doing really well up to December, fell off the wagon, cannot get started, eating so much junk food. Oh, I had some of these yesterday. They were so nice. But here I am today. I've gone through that journey. All those failures and all those previous successes, all of that is what has got you to right here, right now, this very moment that you're either watching this live or you're listening to the replay. Whatever it is the thing that's got you to here right now. And if you're not happy with the results you've got to start changing the things that you're doing in your life right now. Because the thing that has got you here is not the thing that will get you there. And if the thing that got you here and you don't like here, you need to start changing up some of the things that you're doing. Now, I don't know what that is for you. Like, you can stick it in the box if you like, if you've got a few fair ideas. One of the things that we are launching, and we'll probably do the first one Sunday night, is a new coaching product, by the way. It's like £97 a month. It's a 10-month program. There's a ton of content that goes in. It gets released once every 2 weeks. We're just working all the modules, recording some of the modules, and that'll get released. But the first coaching session starts on Sunday, as it happens. I recognize that this is just something that they need. They need a kick up the ass from time to time. And also, people need guidance on where the journey should take them. And obviously, from somebody who's messed up time and time again, I'm definitely in a position to help other people do that. So, but you know, you can help yourself taking absolute responsibility for where you are in life right now and recognizing that, you know what, Dan, I'm not where I want to be. And that's fine. That's wonderful. That's like the first step. That's equivalent to the alcoholic going, I'm an alcoholic. Is recognizing that you're not where you want to be, and then working out, well, where do you want to be? What do you want your life to look like? Where do you want to be living? How much income do you want? What do you want your relationships to be? What do you want your physical health to be like? What do you want your mental health to be like? Like, if you're struggling mentally right now because of lockdown, that's fine. What would you like it to look like? Like, listen to the language that I'm using right now. What would you like your mental health to look like? And you might say something like, well, I'll tell you what, Dan, I wake up on a morning and I feel gratitude. I hear the birds singing, or if there's no birds, you can make them up. I look out the curtains and it's raining and I appreciate the sound of the rain. Like, what a wonderful thing to do, and be grateful for everything that you've got going on in your life right now. But also recognize that that might not be where you want to be in 5 years' time. And that's fine too. It's recognizing where you are today, where you want to be tomorrow, and putting the steps in place that are going to get you there. And the whole point of this particular session is that when you lay down the steps that you're going to do to get you to where you want to get to, even though the steps are laid down, you might fail at actually doing some of those steps. Like, I know the secret of weight loss, folks. Let me explain it. It's you run 30 minutes and you lift weights and you eat 1,500 calories, let's say, as long as it's less than you normally eat. That will do it. That's the secret to it, okay? There's some fasting stuff in there as well if you want to do that. Fast for 18-hour days, have a six-hour window. That'll help you just accelerate the results. But that is the secret of weight loss, right? Do I do that in my day-to-day business? Do I, heck? And that's part of a failure, right? But it's not part of a failure. That's just life. That's who we are as a species, as a human, as just a normal bloke like you or a lady, unlike me. That's just who we are. We have stuff we're really good at. We have stuff we're really bad at. One of the things that kind of winds me up is when you get a personal trainer and all they do is work out all day, every day. And they go, well, there's no excuse not to be fit. And all they do is work out, you know, and it's like, it's crazy. Well, that's what you do. Of course, you're going to be fit. That's the whole point. But for everybody else, as normal humans who run several businesses, you know, busy lifestyle, busy family, and we love donuts and sweets and what are these? Drumstick squashes. Oh, so nice. But for the rest of us that love that stuff, it's actually quite hard. And we have to move towards taking a more conscious a conscious, a conscious way of dealing with things that we're supposed to do. Now, sometimes that might mean I need to sit down. If I'm going to do this particular thing, this particular task, I sit down and I don't leave until I do that particular task. But like for some people, that could be too much stress on them. So whatever works for you, as long as it's moving you forward. And whatever moves you forward is fine. And the mistakes that you're going to make while you're moving forward, they're absolutely fine as well. Because you don't have to be perfect on every single thing that you do. You just have to be perfect on the things that work. Like Steph Curry in last night's game, hitting the last, you know, from 23 shots, he hit 5. And 2 of those were the last 2 shots of the game, the 2 3-pointers which won the game. Like that, you know, that is where he needed to hit his shots, and that's exactly what it does. Now, I can tell you from experience, by the way, from playing basketball and hitting last game winners, that that thing kind of gets tiring after a while. It gets frustrating because, like, I shouldn't have to go out and win the game of life, right? It's a metaphor. I'm not just talking about basketball here. I shouldn't have to go win the game of life in the final seconds of the game. That's not what the game is about. You should be enjoying the whole game. And again, this is a metaphor. We're not just talking about basketball, are we? And the way in which we do this, and the way in which Steph Curry, for example, goes out and hits so many shots to be one of the best shooters the planet has ever seen, if not the best shooter, quite frankly, if you add it all up. The way in which he does that is the work that he puts in that you and I don't see. And the reason why we're able to buy businesses, for example, that are turning millions of pounds a year is because I'm doing work that you don't see. And some of that work is successful, and some of that work, trust me on this, some of that work is highly unsuccessful. We sent out thousands of letters. We bought one business, right? So far, and we're taking on another one hopefully next week. And we've made some other connections with some other businesses as well, but that's by the by. Cold letters, we've sent thousands of letters out. So we failed thousands of times, but it doesn't matter because the only one that mattered is the one that we bloody well bought, and the next one that we buy, and the one after that work we're going to buy. And we're going to fail time and time and time again, like Michael Jordan, like the word. I fail time and time and time again in my life, and that's why I'm so good, or whatever the saying was. You are going to fail. The failure is irrelevant. The failure is a signpost that you're taking action first and foremost. And that's exactly what you need to be doing, is taking the action. Forget about getting the results. Just start taking action. Imperfect action is better than no action at all. You are going to miss the shots that you take, but it's the shots that you hit at the right moments that are going to count. That will do us. I've got some food in the oven. I need to eat. I've got a busy day today. I hope that's useful. I hope that inspires you to go, do you know what? I'm going to take action regardless of whether I make those mistakes. Go out and make as many mistakes as you can, not silly ones. Move forward and you'll get some wins in there. The wins are the ones that count, not the mistakes. My name's Dan Latter. We'll catch up with you on Monday where we're live again. We're talking about business and marketing. Have a good weekend, folks. Take care.
Hey, it's Dan here. Thank you for listening. Really appreciate each and every one of you. Please click like or subscribe to the entire podcast.